This is Robert Carter, and I'm podcasting for Blind Cool Tech. We're at the 48th Annual Convention of the American Council of the Blind in Las Vegas, Nevada. And there's been much excitement this week generated about access technology, and one of the primary generators of that excitement is with me this afternoon. His name is Jonathan Mosen with Humanware. And Jonathan, thank you very much for agreeing to participate in the Blind Cool Tech podcast.
Well, thanks, Robert. I actually have been subscribed to this podcast for quite some time, so it's great to be on it.
Well, thank you, and we're glad to have you. I'm sure a lot of people will recognize your voice from other places. We are here really mostly to talk this afternoon about an announcement that you made about a week ago regarding a new product. For those who don't know, Jonathan is the product manager for the BrailleNut family of products with Humanware. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and so being the product manager, you sometimes get to make wonderful announcements about exciting new products, which you did, and it's generated a lot of enthusiasm here at the conference. But I wonder if you could just tell anybody, maybe there's not anybody, but just in case there's anybody who doesn't know the BrailleNut products, just a little bit about what a BrailleNut is, and then we'll talk about why we're excited about the new product.
Well, the BrailleNut is an information management system. We've contemplated all sorts of names for it over the years because in the past people have called it a note taker, but it does a lot more than take notes. And in a way, it's more than a PDA, at least a traditional sighted person's PDA. So I like to think of it as an information management system. With the BrailleNut, you have a suite of applications written specifically for blind people with Microsoft's Windows CE running underneath. There's a powerful word processor that allows you to construct really nicely formatted documents. You can save them as Microsoft Word format, WordPerfect, rich text, ASCII, and of course standard grade 2 Braille. We have a planner in there that synchronizes with Microsoft Outlook and allows you to keep track of your daily appointments. An address list management system that also synchronizes with Outlook and can also be used as a database, so you can catalog your CD collection or any number of other items that you might want to catalog. An email client and an excellent web browser. You can surf the web and do email with wireless Ethernet, so you can connect to a wireless hotspot at a Starbucks or something of that nature. You can use a Bluetooth cell phone and cruise around on the back of a taxi while you're doing your internet. So there's lots of possibilities there. A scientific calculator. We have an optional GPS solution, which is extremely advanced and has recently just announced another upgrade. And a stopwatch, a media center with built-in recording capabilities and playback and streaming media, and a whole bunch of other things as well. So we're trying to accommodate as many of blind people's information access requirements in one device as we can possibly manage.
That is really a lot to say right in one breath there, Jonathan, about the BrailleNut. And I guess for those maybe who don't know, the BrailleNut is, of course, a very small, portable note-taking device that has both you can either get an 18-cell or 32-cell Braille display on them, or you can get them without a Braille display, and it's called a voice note. We're mostly going to talk about a brand new addition to the BrailleNut family called the BrailleNut Empower, which you just announced maybe a week before this convention began. And I know that the BrailleNut has continued to advance over the years. I've had one since about 2000 and have upgraded at least once with a new motherboard to add some additional features. And now there's a brand new BrailleNut out, and I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about it and why everybody's excited.
I think people are excited because BrailleNut Empower really represents the next generation of information access for blind people. It replaces the existing BrailleNut Classic line, the BT and the QT, as well as the VoiceNote BT and QT. Some major new features, well, we've got USB support in here now with one USB client ports and two USB host ports. And so that means that you can connect printers, embossers, external QWERTY keyboards, hard drives, thumb drives. In fact, the other day I picked up a Fujitsu 60 gigabyte hard drive, and I picked that up really for my laptop, but it suddenly occurred to me, I wonder if this will work in the BrailleNut Empower. And sure enough, I inserted the USB connector and it said hard disk ready. And now I'm taking my entire MP3 collection around with me on the BrailleNut Empower on the small 60 gig hard drive. We also have support for the SD card, which is secure digital. It's a tiny card about the size of a postage stamp, and you can store up to a couple of gigabytes of information on those cards. So that's pretty exciting too. We've got wonderful, very good quality stereo audio. Because we build the hardware, we spend a lot of time working on making the hardware sound really good over stereo headphones, and that is being made the most of with our new media player, which handles Windows Media, MP3, Wave, and a range of other formats, including streaming. So right throughout the week, people have been listening to ACB Radio and a range of other things. I went to the general session on Sunday night when the ACB convention opened, and I was actually able to sit in the general session and just dial into ACB Radio quickly to check how it was doing and how their coverage was sounding. So that's a lot of fun as well. We've got a new recording feature with an external microphone support, as well as a built-in microphone. You can go all the way up to CD quality. That's 44 kilohertz, 16-bit. You've got manually adjustable recording levels, so you can get the perfect kind of recording. It's ideal for doing podcasting like this if you need to record on location. And we've got a whole range of other new software additions as well. So the hardware has been substantially upgraded, including the processor. We've got a 128 megabyte flash disk on there now, whereas the default used to be 16 megabytes. And the processor is now an Intel X-Scale processor, around about 300% faster than the old one. So we've done a lot of work on this.
I guess it really just became time to upgrade that hardware. The Brownout's been a wonderful device, but it's been around for about 5 years or so, and technology has just changed that much in the last 5 years.
Yeah, we did do an upgrade of the hardware in 2003, so this is the third iteration of the Brownout hardware, so we've been pretty consistent about coming out with new hardware. I think, too, the important thing is that we've done our best to make sure that we always take the hardware that we have to the max, because we know that some people find it really difficult to get the funding for this technology, and because of economies of scale and the price of componentry in this kind of technology, it isn't cheap. And so we think we have a moral obligation to get as much mileage out of each version of the hardware as we can. And we've done that. With the older classic units, we upgraded the entire operating system. We gave people wireless functionality. We really have done our best to squeeze what we can out of it. And we'll continue to do that. But we're going to go on and do software maintenance agreement releases for the classic Brownouts, even though Brownout Empower is now here. So if you can't upgrade right now, all isn't lost. You'll still get new features in the foreseeable future.
Well, as a Brownout user myself, I was very impressed and very excited about the upgrade that you're offering for the Brownout Empower, where one can actually have their existing Braille display transplanted into a brand new Brownout Empower at a very reasonable price. I went home and told my wife I was going to have a transplant, and she thought I had a medical emergency. But could you maybe just mention that? I guess I just did, actually. But it's a very exciting possibility for people who can't afford just to purchase a new unit at this time.
Yeah, it's all part of the humanware philosophy of obviously we need to be able to do this in a way that's profitable. We've just seen one giant of our industry disappear off the radar earlier this year. So we have to do things sustainably, but at the same time, we want to always offer customers a way forward so that they can keep their technology current. And in the sighted world, what happens is you buy a PDA, and in about 2 or 3 years' time, if you want another one, you essentially give the old one away or just discard it, throw it in the trash, and you buy a new one. Well, obviously, PDAs for the blind cost a lot more. And so we've always tried to find ways to allow people to upgrade what they have. And we've pretty much changed every single component in the Brownout. Everything is new. The one thing that isn't is the Braille display. And I was talking to the engineers and thinking about this and saying, well, you know, the Braille display is actually the single most expensive component of a Brownout. And I thought, well, why don't we just take that Braille display and put it in a Brownout Empower to give people a bit of a break on the price. And that means that if you've kept your software current, it's only going to cost you $1,995 to upgrade to what is effectively a completely new machine with a whole lot of new functionality. And that has been received extremely well by our customers, and we're glad to be able to do that.
Well, as a customer, Jonathan, I very much appreciate your taking that forward and making that happen, because it very exciting for me to be able to get into one of these new Empower units when they come available in October. That is when the transplant becomes available, because it is affordable. It is possible, and that's very exciting. I have noticed also that over the past year, there have been really fast happenings with the BrailleNote family, with the introduction of the BrailleNote PK and the new software, the 6.1 software, and now the Empower. I'm quite astonished at how quickly things are moving. Can you tell us a little bit about how come the pace has picked up so much?
Well, I've been in the role now for about 2 years. In fact, I started just after the 2003 ACB convention, when I finished working with ACB Radio. And for a while, it was kind of getting my feet under the desk and understanding how things worked. And it became apparent to me that the BrailleNote had become a little bit stuck, to be honest, and we had invested a lot of resource in our synchronization routines, and things had kind of ground to a halt. And so I put a package of measures together where I really looked at what did the BrailleNote need to do in order to move forward, to continue to have the leading role that it has, because it is the most popular product in its field, and we want to keep it that way. And one of the things that became very clear to me is that we needed to invest more in research and development for the BrailleNote. And we tripled the amount of resourcing that we were allocating to the BrailleNote. And the result of that is pretty clear. We had a busy, well, sort of 15 months or so. Back in March of last year, we released Keysoft 5.1, which had the all-new rewritten planner with recurring appointments and all that kind of stuff. Then we announced and subsequently shipped BrailleNote PK, which is the smallest integrated Braille solution for the blind in the world. And although we didn't produce the hardware for that, we did produce the software and added a lot of functionality such as wireless and the Bluetooth user interface and a few other things as well. And then we did all the work on the Keysoft 6.1, which involves the operating system of the BrailleNote being upgraded, and we provided a completely accessible operating system installation, and that's pretty significant in our industry. I don't believe it's been done before, that you can install a Microsoft operating system 100% accessibly from beginning to end. And of course then the Empower, so you can see that we've done some really significant things as a result of the increased resourcing. And now that some of those major infrastructural changes are complete, the PK is out there, the Empower is now out there, we can channel even more of those resources back into just regular everyday software updates. So over the next year, you're going to see some really awesome stuff coming out for the BrailleNote family.
One of the things that I really like about the BrailleNote family is that as you continue to add more and more things, you stay true to the Keysoft interface, which allows one to easily access the BrailleNote functionality, even if you're a beginner, or if you're a more advanced user, to use hotkeys or shortcut keys to access all aspects of the interface. And I guess I'm hopeful that that kind of access will continue, because it really makes it usable for everyone, at least in my opinion.
Yes, for some people who haven't really explored Keysoft kind of have this rather skewed impression of it, that somehow it's very simple, it's for the beginner. And it is true to say that we've constructed a really helpful menu type interface that means that even those who don't find computers terribly intuitive can get up and running quite quickly. But it's also a power user's heaven, because there are so many commands that can zap you around the system really efficiently, and I for one hardly ever interact with the menu system at all. And yes, we do spend a lot of time on the user interface, because with a device like this, the reason why we sell so many is because people can have confidence that you can get information into and out of the BrailleNote with as little fuss as possible, and consistently as well. Some of our competitors require you to use computer Braille for essential applications like making an appointment or entering an address, and that's just not acceptable to us. So we try to produce a really consistent user experience, and people seem to like that.
It's very nice to be able to use Grade 2 for your planner and your address list, and even to be able to easily read your email in Grade 2 and so forth, and browse the web reading the web pages in Grade 2. I was just thinking the other day how exciting it is to just be able to do my work without worrying too much at all about the ins and outs of the Braille translation process. So I think that really has been a great step forward that HumanWare has provided us with the Braille Node.
Yeah, and people do appreciate it because we have a lot of people in extremely senior positions, and with the traveling that I do, I'm very privileged to meet many of them. And I met, for example, one man in South Africa last year who is on the Constitutional Court, which is the equivalent here in the US of the Supreme Court. And he writes his judgments and case law and reviews case law on the Braille Note. And he isn't, and nor should he have to be, some sort of techno whiz. What he wants is technology that he can depend on and where he can think more about what he's trying to write and digest intellectually, as opposed to just sort of mucking around with the technology. And he describes the Braille Note as his friend. And it's people like that working in really significant roles that that really demonstrate why the Braille Note has been the success that it has been.
Yes, I definitely agree with that, and I sure understand that. And I don't know, you told us a little bit, but is there anything else that you would like to tell the Blind Cool Tech subscribers about what they can expect in the future?
Yeah, I guess you had to ask that question. What I can say is that we have some really exciting innovations coming up. We've put some things on the hardware in Braille Note Empower that we haven't yet revealed because we're still constructing software interfaces for some of them. So what I can tell you is that when the next release of Keysoft is out, you'll be absolutely amazed at a couple of the features that we're going to make available because they are not available on any other device of its kind. And I think what you have to remember with the Empower is, you know, it's really exciting now. You can see the new voice recording software and a number of innovations that we added in the software, but primarily the Braille Note Empower hardware is simply putting the foundation in place for us to do some really exciting new software things over the months and years ahead. So the cool ride is just beginning, really.
That is indeed wonderful and exciting, and I look forward to seeing the next innovations. Is there anything else that maybe you'd like to say to the listeners that may or may not pertain to the Braille Note family as we close here?
Just that it's a pleasure to be on Blind Cool Tech, and I do all my listening to podcasts on the Braille Note Empower. I use iPodder on the PC and then just synchronize the stuff over with the USB or sometimes with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth as well. And it's great, you know, because the battery life on the Braille Note Empower means that I can take a 1 gig SD card full of podcasts and go on a 12-hour flight, and that will easily see me through, and you can skim through the podcasts and have lots of good entertainment. So not only is the Braille Note Empower a really cool tool for listening to podcasts, but obviously also creating podcast content in the field and then perhaps uploading it to your PC to edit it in SoundForge or something like that. So if you're looking for getting into this podcasting business and you need some technology that will assist you, you have got this new media center in the Empower with adjustable recording levels and settable sampling and bit rates. So if you need to manage your information, then you can take a look at the Empower and then use the recording option as an adjunct for your podcasting.
I look forward to trying that out as soon as I get my hands on one. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for being on Blind Cool Tech.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Robert, and well done, Larry. Keep up the great work.
All right, this is Robert Carter for Blind Cool Tech. So long, everybody.